Jenkins and the rest of 1st Platoon rushed the sandpit. They pounced on Forsell and would have lifted him into the air if Avery hadn't broken the mood.
"Attention!"
he shouted, and the recruit snapped too. Forsell struggled to suppress a smile. Avery strode to Jenkins, carrying one of the Warthog's plastic cases.
"What did you qualify?"
"Staff Sergeant," Jenkins stuttered.
"Before I left, I told you, learn how to shoot."
Avery leaned in close.
"What did you qualify?"
"Sharpshooter."
"You lying to me, recruit?"
"No, Staff Sergeant."
"And you?"
Avery eyeballed Forsell. The recruit still had his protective helmet on. It made his already sizable head seem comically large.
"Sharpshooter, Staff Sergeant,"
Forsell replied through his mouthguard. Avery turned back to Jenkins.
"You like this big son of a bitch?"
"Yes, Staff Sergeant."
"Good."
Avery held out the case.
"Because you're my sniper, and he's your spotter."
Jenkins took the case, but it took him a few seconds more to realize that it held a rifle, that Avery had just given him an unofficial but very important promotion.
"Yes, Staff Sergeant,"
Jenkins shouted, much louder than before.
"We're accelerating your training,"
Captain Ponder said, joining Avery near the sandpit.
"We've just learned Harvest is expecting a very important Colonial Authority delegation. The governor has requested that this militia provide security in case of insurrectionist attack."
This was a bold-faced lie, but Avery and Ponder had agreed that while they couldn't tell the recruits the truth, they needed to give them a reason to train hard, an enemy that would keep them motivated. And yet the mere mention of the insurrection caused more of the recruits to start with fright. Others glanced nervously at one another, while the rest frowned and shook their heads.
"We didn't sign up for this."
Avery nodded.
"You volunteered for different reasons, but I can teach you to become soldiers, protectors of your planet."
He'd meant what he said to the lieutenant commander. Until help arrived from Fleetcom, these recruits were the only protection Harvest had. But what he hadn't admitted until now, even to himself, was that he didn't know if he could lead them. Not without their respect and trust, and he didn't have a lot of time to earn either one.
"I am your drill instructor, but I am also a UNSC Fleet Marine," Avery continued. "I've committed myself to a life of service and sacrifice. I have set for myself the highest standards of personal conduct and professional skill. If you let me, I will teach you to do the same."
It wasn't lost on Avery that everything he committed to his recruits, he also committed to himself. In waging the UNSC's dirty war against the insurrection, he had compromised his standards, done immoral things. He'd sacrificed too much of his humanity for his service. Now, he was determined to earn it back. Avery took off his duty cap and tossed it to Healy. Then he stepped down into the pit.
"But first,"
he said, lifting Stison's helmet and shaking it free of sand,
"someone's got to keep Forsell's head from getting any fatter."
As the recruits of 1st Platoon broke into astonished smiles, Avery added,
"Might as well be me."